I mean, I love every minute of it, and just seeing all the fans' faces is so cute, and it's something I really enjoy doing, obviously, because of our message of anti-bullying. It's just helping people on like a massive scale, so it's like really fulfilling.
Do you know, we were talking when we were listening to that last song, and you're right, your message about anti-bullying. Just remind us about what happened at Britain's Got Talent if we haven't seen it yet.
Well, me and Charlie got together and we went on Britain's Got Talent, and we just went in with nothing, so we didn't care what happened, what the result was. So we just thought, we're going in with nothing. If we come out with nothing, it's all right. But what happened to us is we got the golden buzzer, which like sends you straight through to the semi-finals, and it was just crazy for us to like, it was just a dream come true, and we didn't expect it at all. And we just then we got to the semi-finals, and we got the most votes in the semi-finals, and we got sent straight through to the final. And then in the final, we got third performing Hopeful Again.
And who was it that pressed the golden buzzer for you?
Simon Cowell.
Simon actual Cowell pressed the golden buzzer for you. Now, I know that you wanted who to press the buzzer for you instead.
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
know exactly who you wanted to, because I saw you flirting with Alicia Dixon.
Well, I mean, Alicia's a lovely lady. And yeah, I didn't mind who pressed the golden buzzer, if I'm honest.
She's a lovely lady. What was it you said to her?
Alicia, I love you so much. You're my inspiration. I don't know why you said that.
You said, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be rapping.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Leandre is one half of Melody and Bars. Now, tell me about why you decided to go for Britain's Got Talent. Why did you say this message? And the song is beautiful that you performed, but you wrote your own rap as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I think the reason we went on Britain's Got Talent was just, like, complete, I don't know. We sat down in a living room one day, me and Charlie, like, going over, like, our music. And we obviously had I showed him a rap that I wrote for Hopeful. And he put, like, obviously, Twister and Faith Evans' song over it. And it sounded really good. And we just sat in the living room. I think it was about, I don't know, December time, maybe January. And it said, auditions for Britain's Got Talent. And we was like, oh, we should sort of do this. So we did it. Pretty crazy. I mean, we didn't expect that.
And just remind me, how old are you?
I'm 14.
Right, okay. And so how does that fit in with being at school and being an international pop star?
Well, it's quite easy at the moment, obviously, because there's summer holidays, but I still have to do some sort of homework. And I do, like, maths and, like, English and my science. The same as any other kid, so.
Same as any other kid. Come on, then. Show us a little bit of your rapping. Give me one or two tips and give us a bit of rapping.
Okay, so when you rap, you don't want to, like, you need to take a lot of air in before. Like, obviously, when you start, you're like, and then you go for it. And, like, sometimes you can, like, you start a line and you breathe while saying the word.
Go on, then.
So, oh, wait, I don't know what you want to say. Okay, so let me do Beautiful. So, come over here, we don't need to think about it. Life's way too fast to overthink about it.